You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
On this week's episode, we talk about
family dinner,
jogger squat,
political savvy,
gym member.
Ooh, I was just in a gym.
Really? What's his last name?
Yeah. Oh.
Welcome to the Rome Podcast. I'm your host, Rome LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob Cast.
That is I.
And we're shaking.
Not too muck and fush. You?
Four cheeks, two chins.
Hang on. Four cheeks, two chins. Okay, I got it.
I may be a little generous on that one. There may be a few more chins involved. I'm not sure.
Oh, man. So, unbeknownst to our listeners, it's been a while since we've talked.
Yeah, it's true.
Because we usually record every Monday evening, and we release Wednesday. But our last few weeks, we've been recording like Sunday, Saturday, trying to squeeze into schedule. Now it's Tuesday, so we haven't talked in like almost a week and a half.
That's right, and I feel great about it.
Oh yeah, definitely. Well, you know, it's refreshing. I have something to say to you, and I think a lot of other podcasters out there that are listening can relate to this, that you tend not to call or text your buddy because you want to save it for the show.
That's right, yeah. And for those are wondering, like, oh yeah, we record different dates. Regardless of when we record, we'll always drop our episodes at Wednesday at 3:00 Eastern.
Yes.
So for you, the listener, you're always going to get your show on time.
Yes.
We make sure that it's always consistent, so that you never have to go like, oh geez, where's my show? Where's this week's episode? It's always going to be on time. We will sacrifice our time.
Yes.
And sacrifice our sleep to record it at crazy times and crazy hours.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that the audience gets the show when they're supposed to get it.
Absolutely. That's what we want. Especially people, you know, waking up Thursday morning, got their commute, and wear their Thursday ride to work. We don't want you to miss out, or God forbid, go to another show.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, please don't. On that topic, hey, we're having one of our best months ever. Of course, you mean it's back to school. Everybody's getting back to the rhythms, but we really, 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 really do appreciate it. And any of you guys out there that are listening to the show, like direct downloads or just clicking on Facebook or however you're reaching us, if you have Stitcher or iTunes or Google Play or anything like that, just make sure to hit that subscribe button, and then you are guaranteed not to miss an episode.
Yeah, and we really want to thank everybody, because our numbers have quite literally exploded. Like, you know, worldwide, you know, it's fantastic. So,
and not on your face, neck, and chest. Again.
But he told me he loved me.
Anyways. No, I didn't.
So what's coming up this month? This month is, I know Halloween's coming up, but Oktoberfest is on, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, to all our German friends and our Bavarian friends that are listening, and I know people around the world celebrated as well.
Yes, yes.
But happy Oktoberfest to everybody celebrating.
Yes, and all those celebrating. And again, be careful. Don't drink and drive and all that other good stuff, because, you know, we want you back next week.
Drinking pretzel.
Drinking pretzel, yes. A little bit of news I want to touch on. My wife and I, we lost a close family friend on the weekend. And my wife's not with me this week. She's up north, up there trying to help out with the family affairs and everything else. So I am on grandma duty down south. So we're kind of the team cast is split up for the week. But it's this family friend was very close and a really, really good person. And we're going to miss him a lot. And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring him up. Pete, it was excellent to know you, and it where you will be really missed. There we go. So again, Pete, yeah, we will miss you, and our thoughts are with your family and your friends at this time. So, but yeah.
My brother asked me once. He goes, "Why do you guys do a moment of silence? It's supposed to be a minute of silence." I'm like, "Well, and, you it's know, a I mean, this is yeah, it's a podcast." I'm like, "I go, well, let me put it in the way you'll understand. It's radio."
Yes.
You know, it's not actual radio, but I said it's radio. Nobody wants to hear dead air for a minute.
No. And you know what? It's not, and we rarely do it, but like I said, this was a really, really close friend of the family, and it was a sudden passing. But you mean like, and hey, this is life and these things happen, and you know, in a weird way, that's what kind of our show is we like to be, you mean, stay away from the political, stay away from all the bad stuff out there, and yeah, hopefully we're a half an hour of funny once a week for people that, you know, are going through some shit. And
yeah, there's enough stuff going on in the political arena kidding. For us that's now crossing into the stuff we like to talk about,
yes,
which is football. So we're going to stay away from the political stuff. That's not what we're here to talk about.
No,
we're here to talk about the stuff that interests us, like, as we're saying, football.
Yes. So, yes, thank you for indulging me. And but now we have some fantasy updates. Since we last talked, we were about to face off.
That's how did that go?
I beat you soundly.
Yes. But yeah, you whooped me solid. That was fine.
Yeah.
I took it like a man.
You did take it like a man.
That's right. And I said, you know, That's fine. I'm going to go out and going to go recruit a different quarterback, because my quarterback who really saved me last year, Cousins, right?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins. Yeah, shit the bed.
Cousins. He shit the bed so bad. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get another guy. I'm going to go get the quarterback for Denver.
Yes. Now week three, how did that work out for you?
So then I ended up by facing Ben this week, and
my brother,
both my quarterbacks had single digit points. Like, to give you an example, you can get, if you have 10 to 15 points,
it's a bad week.
That's a bad game. Mine gave me 1-5.
Yes.
Like, it was the worst showing my quarterbacks in the 13 seasons I've been playing fantasy football.
Yeah, and again, yeah, I came back, I beat you, and then I lost again this week to a guy who hasn't won all year. So, as it stands, in our division, we're in like the quote-unquote premier division of our league. So, apparently, we're the best of the best. And
we're showing you, right?
My brother is 3-0 at the top, and every week, except for this last one, he's squeaked by. He beat me by 2 points, he beat my brother-in-law by 2 points. The rest of us are 1-2, so wide open field.
Yeah, so, but let's get, how about we talk about actual NFL teams. So, for those of you who don't know, because I know that we got a lot of new listeners.
Yes.
I was cheering for a team that was called the San Diego Chargers.
Yep.
That team decided to move cities and move from San Diego to Los Angeles.
They did.
And I decided, well, since my team has moved, I technically don't have a team anymore. So we put it out to the audience to select my team. We did a bracket style. We went over 6 weeks.
Yep.
And they ended up by picking my team overall. And it was a close call. I ended up having to be a Cleveland Browns fan.
Yes, I was pushing for the Cleveland Browns. But yes, Miami Dolphins are now your team of the year.
That's right. And then they just got trounced this weekend. So,
yeah.
But they did beat the Chargers the week before, which is kind of an odd feeling for me, because I still feel like I should be cheering on the Chargers. But then I was like, no, you've disrespected me.
Yes, because they moved closer to your house. Technically.
Yeah. And for our new listeners, don't worry. We only talk a little bit about football. This is not a football podcast.
No.
We just kind of touch on what we've done. So yesterday I got to go. My brother came to town.
Yes.
My older brother and his wife. And I went to downtown Toronto to meet them. And it was nice hanging out with them. We went to a place called Lou Dogs. It's a barbecue pit.
Right.
And it was fantastic, man.
Oh, nice.
So it was nice to get out there. And I'm not sure if you're not familiar with Toronto, there's this one area at Jarvis and Girard where there's a Harvey's, which is a burger joint located on the corner. And it's referred to, you know, the much vaunted Hooker Harvey's.
Yes.
And I just kind of made that joke to my sister-in-law. And I'm like, you know, this is the famous Hooker Harvey's, right? And she's like, what are you talking about? She goes, she says, if somebody, how did she put that? She says, when I buy a hamburger, am I going to get a hooker with it? And I said, no, but you can pretty much get a hooker with a burger. You know, you can, you know, a burger will definitely get you a hooker.
Sure.
And she was just like, okay, you know, I don't, we didn't see anything last night around here. I said, oh, that's fine. So we go to Lou Dog's, and after we're done, we're walking back, and it's only probably around 11:30, maybe getting closer to midnight. And as soon as we got to that corner, man, we got accosted by hookers.
Oh, of course. Well, you know.
And I'm just laughing. My brother's laughing too. And he's like, remember when Roman said that there was going to be hookers here?
And now there's hookers?
Now there's hookers? Maybe you should believe him next time.
Yeah. We don't joke around when it comes to hookers.
Hookers is a serious business.
That's right. It's the oldest business. It's not that we partake or anything, but it just, you know.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you got to know we're there. You know.
No, but these are the ones that, like, you know, they're missing teeth and like, do you got $5?
Yes, I noticed their union hasn't got a dental plan as of yet.
Yeah.
You know, and joking around, I was at work the other day, and I think a couple weeks ago, and there was a young guy at work, and he just got paid. I'm like, so what are you doing this weekend? Going to get some hookers and blow? Well, I would never pay for it. I'm like, well, what's the matter? I'm like, well, don't go hang out in front of the liquor store or out in front of the methadone clinic. Those aren't hookers. Those are like, I'm just going to suck dick just to get my next bottle or my next fix. Go get a classy one, an actual, you know, someone that's their career. I know it's more expensive, but there's a difference.
Yeah, it's like in the acting world. You just want to trust it to a professional.
That's right. Yes, exactly.
You know, like, I don't want an amateur playing with my balls.
Well, that's just it. Hey, I'm a tradesman. You don't want somebody desperate for money doing a renovation on your house that doesn't know anything. No, you want a fucking tradesman or a tradeswoman in this matter, or either or, whatever.
A journeywoman, apparently.
A journey or a journeyman. Who cares? It's the weekend, right? It's your money.
I love it how your line when it comes to whether you're interested in men or women is just like, oh yeah, but it's the weekend. It just no rules apply after that.
Well,
it's like,
yeah,
come Monday, man. You better be back into women, but
exactly.
It's Saturday night. Suck a dick if you feel like it. I mean, it's up to you.
I know I pound this drum literally in giggity every week. Like whatever you got to do on the weekend. Have to put a smile on your face on Monday morning and get you through the week again, whatever. As long as it's consensual, whatever you're doing, if it involves another person, make sure they're of consenting age and you're both consenting adults or three consenting adults or four, whatever the fuck, you're not hurting anybody, then have at her, man. You gotta smoke a joint, suck a dick, fuck, whatever. I don't care.
We're upset. We're accepting of everybody. I just love how Rob's like, you know, like
my line is Friday.
Thursday, he's like, starts pounding his chest. Oh, I'm all man. Saturday, somebody give me a dick.
Yeah, right, Saturday.
No.
Monday, you feel shame. Well, you know, we're Canadian. We don't give two shits. Actually,
we're accepting of everybody.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, we just, you know, it's that thing. So, but either way, like I said, there's nothing wrong with ladies in the night or men of the night, whatever you're doing, make sure you get a trained professional.
Yeah, you just can't beat quality.
You can't, no. No.
But, I mean, you gotta be careful with some of them who've had too much experience.
Well, you gotta make sure there's a little tread left on those tires, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Here's the test. You just put your face between your legs and go, hello. And if you hear an echo, maybe walk away.
And if you hear another person, keep walking.
Let me out. Gotta go.
Gotta go. Right. So you know what? Should we get at our proper show now?
Get to some of these stories. And everybody else is like, what are they talking about? Okay, yeah, so we have so many new listening members. I want to let everybody know. What I do is I bring some new stories to the table. Rob has never heard them, and these are genuine reactions from him, and we just talk about them.
Yep.
Okay, so Rob, did you work out this morning?
Yeah, actually, no, I didn't, surprisingly enough.
It's very surprising, but you tend to work out every morning.
I do work out weekday mornings. You know, if you're going to party on the weekends and... you're gonna blur your lines.
Yeah, you better keep yourself in shape for that professional. That's the least. Look, so I think you're gonna appreciate the story. Man gets penis stuck in a weight plate at gym, faces brutal consequences.
Okay. Let me try to figure this out. Okay, if I was doing like, you know, the rope pulls where it's a pulley system.
Well, you know, this was not accidental.
Oh.
Okay, so he took a plate, a 5.5-pound weight plate.
Right.
You know the 5.5 ones, not that fit on the Universal, those big weight bars, but the ones that fit on the small ones with a smaller hole on it?
Yeah.
He decided to jam his
cock.
He jammed his cock in this fucking weight.
Right.
And this is for all you German listeners. You know this story because this happened in Germany.
Naturally.
He decided to, I don't know what he was thinking, but he was just kind of like, you know, look at my German sausage, and it's hanging out of this weight, and look, there's a little bit of swelling, and oh God, I can't get it off anymore. So his junk starts to swell, and he can't get this fucking weight off. So now he's in the with a 5.5-pound weight stuck to his junk, right? And he's looking around, going, "Shit, what do I do?" Now I know some people who are listeners who may not have a penis. you're like, "Oh, you just kind of pull it out, or just kind of stuff it back." It's not coming out. That's what cock rings do, right? So this is a 5.5-pound cock ring. You are not going to go any deeper than that.
No.
You know, wherever that is set, that's the deepest you can go.
Right.
But now he starts to panic and he tries to, you know, try to figure out how to get it off. It's not working. I'm guessing nobody decided to use some butter. Stroke this thing with some butter on it. It's getting bigger. I don't understand what's happening.
He's getting aroused.
So he decided to do that, and he didn't have a choice. They had to call emergency services. It took 3 hours to remove the weight from his manhood, because it wouldn't just pull off, right?
No.
So they had to break the weight into 5 pieces.
Oh.
Right. Use the grinder. Hydraulic saw to remove the round weight.
I know it's going to sound gross. Couldn't you drain the penis?
Well, yeah, you could.
Like, let a little air out of the tire, you know what I mean? I've heard of situations where guys get... Because ladies, guys will pretty much stick their dick in anything. You know what I mean? Like, just a short side note, my wife and I were walking around on the weekend and we saw a pool noodle. I'm like, oh, there. I'm sure somebody's had their way with that. Because, you know, the pool noodle's got little end on it and guys like to fuck stuff and... Yeah. She was disgusted, and I'm like, well, I'm quite sure it's happened. Like, the metric...
That's why women don't think like men. Men are just kind of like, I could probably stick my dick in that.
I could probably stick it in there.
Even if you have no intention of doing it, you know, you're just kind of like, oh, I could cut a hole in that watermelon.
Yeah, I could. Exactly. So, and I'm sorry, ladies, it's just the honest truth. So... I've heard of stories like this where they actually have to stick a needle and drain some of the blood.
Yeah, so the swelling goes down. It's like reactions to like Viagra, where you have priapism, where you have an erection that will not go down.
Yes.
And the only way to drain it is because the blood vessels are so small. It's like hydraulics, right?
Yeah.
You're pumping,
I know.
You know, a bigger tube into a smaller tube, it causes the hydraulics to go up. So, yeah. So in this case here, there was no call for that because I don't think he was right. He was just swelled up.
Oh, so okay. So he just, yeah.
So we've got grinders, hydraulic saws, an entire team of firefighters trying to get this off this guy. So lucky for him, his name was withheld, you know, because you don't want to pull a Gunther, do you? You know, just from now on.
Yeah, like, exactly. That particular procedure is called the Gunther because, well...
It isn't clear whether the man was seriously trying to tug one out with the weight or if it was just a practical joke gone wrong. I'm gonna err on the side of that it was probably a practical joke.
Yes.
You know, and I've heard another somebody else mention this story and they were like, "Why would somebody do that? I don't get it." But it was a woman, right?
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, "I simply see it. I can see a guy just grabbing this weight, sticking his dick through the hole, turn around going like, hey, you want to use this weight maybe?"
Yeah, exactly.
Like, asshole. Like, oh, fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we guys do that all the time. Like, you know that, like, where you just pull your balls out of your zipper and you're like, you turn around like, oh, look, I sat in gum. And everybody looks at it and it's your balls. And it's funny, but it's not funny. It's actually quite horrific. And technically it's sexual harassment. But you just do it around the dudes. Like, you know. Like, you wouldn't do it in the office. Like, oh, look, Wendy, I sat in some gum.
Exactly. But at the gym, apparently, is a good place to do something like that. Now, I think I saw a picture of the weight that was broken. Now, I don't know if it was a stock picture, but it had big holes. And I'm like, the only way that would happen is if he stuck his entire junk in it.
Right? Oh, I just tucked his nuts in there.
Nuts and everything there. That maybe that, I mean that. But if it was one of those smaller ones where you just have like the curling bars.
Yeah.
So that's what I think it was. Anyways. So anyways, the fire department has said, don't imitate such actions just in case you need a reminder. Unfortunately, this isn't the first time they got wind of something like this. Another man in Britain was admitted to a hospital after having after a DIY metal penis ring. Now, we talked about this on this show before where he had a titanium penis ring.
Yes.
And, you know, titanium is almost indestructible.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Yeah. And so when his junk started to swell, they were like, well, we have to try to figure out a way to cut it off. And I think it took almost an hour to grind through the stuff.
Well, you can't. Yeah. Because that's just it. Like, my wedding ring is, my wedding band is titanium. Now,
yeah. That's what you brought up. You brought this up last time saying that they warned you, right?
They warned me. They said, listen, if they got to cut it off, like, it's not comfortable. I'm like, well, but if I wear a regular gold band, I'd beat the shit out of it, like, within a week. It would just be crumbling off me. So.
And that's because you're angry because you're married, right? That's why
It's just because, I have a physical job, and as you mentioned, I do pound the weights in the morning, not with my penis. Apparently, I'm doing it wrong. I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I'm so big for you. I better go get myself a cock ring, but I'm so massive. I better get a weight instead.
Look.
Look, this will make sure that I don't go too far.
Yeah, it's funny because he's German.
Yeah, it's so good. No, wait a minute, honey. Go call the fire department.
He will pump you up. Yeah. So,
even honestly, that's got to be so fucking embarrassing, right? But I mean, at the same time, you're looking at the the fire department and you know the women in the gym going, look how huge my cock is, because it must be swelled beyond like. Normal.
Oh, yeah, but I know. I've seen it from both types. You get the guys with, like, just the fucking rhinoceros cocks that just, they don't care, and the only reason why you remember seeing it is because you catch it out of the corner of your eye, like, holy fuck! Like, what the fuck? And then you get the guys that just, why are you showing that off, dude? Like, fuck, that is very below average. Like, fucking put it away. But they just got no shame. They're just like, just gotta fucking run around and stick it in everything. So that might be that guy.
I was watching Russell Howard this weekend, and he was saying how there was the guy brought his daughter into the male dressing room, young daughter, and he goes, and she was not bothered by anything. She would run to one end or the other and just start pointing at people's genitals and go like, penis. Penis.
Who said penis? This?
This is Russell Howard. He's talking about a guy who had brought his daughter into the gym. She's just a 3-year-old girl or whatever, okay. Right?
So who's Russell Howard?
Oh, he's a comedian out of the UK. Okay. Right. So, and he was saying how this girl was running around pointing it out, just like she thought it was hilarious, right?
Yeah.
You know, and it makes me laugh how like there's some guys in the gym who are just kind of like, they're always like, dude, like I know you're in the locker room, but you know, put a towel around you. I don't need to see your junk.
Yeah.
So those little girls running around just kind of pointing out, going, penis, penis. And all of a sudden these guys are like, oh, maybe I should cover up.
Yeah, maybe I'll cover up. And why is your fucking daughter in the goddamn dressing room? I got my hog out of here.
A 3-year-old kid, whatever. Like they're just a 2.5, 3-year-old, whatever it was.
Still.
It was, you know, but they're a little more, you know, it's Europe. They're a little more open-minded.
Yeah, he's very European of them.
Yeah, but his joke had concluded where she ran up to somebody who was in his bathing suit and he was about to go into the pool. She goes, are you going in the pool? And he's like, yes. He goes, I peed in there earlier. And she ran off.
Wow.
Russell Howard's the best, man. It's so funny. Next story.
Yes.
All right. So police are hunting for jogger who keeps defecating on sidewalk.
I've heard this. This has been on a couple podcasts now.
Yeah,
But this is kind of right up our alley. This is something we would cover.
Yeah, they're dumbing her the mad pooper. What it is this woman. She must be like a power jogger, and she, you know, but when she feels the need to go, she just drops her shorts and just cranks one out on the random lady's like,
but wasn't
lawn.
She going to the same house a couple times?
Well, that's the thing. It's just like she keeps. It seems like on her route. her need to take a dump always seems to coincide with that same lady's house.
Now, that's what I'm thinking. Now, they don't know who this person is, right?
That's correct. And the fact that
from what I heard, like, we
confronted her, right?
Yeah.
They confronted her and they said, like, are you really doing that right now on my lawn? Because the kids had told the mother, like, there's a lady pooping in our yard. And then she's like, yeah, sorry. So she's like, well, I guess she, you know, I figured it wouldn't happen again. She was probably embarrassed.
Well, of course.
You know, like, very next day, there she is, or very next week, whatever it is that defecating on her lawn once a week for the past 7 weeks. So she put a sign on her lawn saying, don't poop on my lawn.
Yeah, please. Please. Okay, so I'm a very... you know me. I everything's routine with me. I got my schedule for the gym. I got my schedule for work. I got my schedule for my lunches. So usually it's after work, before my shower, after work. That's my time where I can be alone and read the newspaper or whatever. Make show notes, whatever.
It's like that statue, the thinker.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I understand having a routine. So maybe if she's just on her jog, that it just so happens every time she hits that house, it's like, oh, it's go time. Like, but
that's what I mean. That's what I think too.
But what are the odds of it being exactly? It has to be nefarious. Like, it can't be like, oh, I have to crap every time I fucking pass this one house. Like, unless there's like a. It's like they're watching South Park and they got the poop note or something, you know, the brown note. So something's going on or
it's not just that. It's like she brings paper with her.
Yeah.
A paper towel, wipes herself, doesn't bring her poop with her.
No. That would be gross.
Yeah. Leaves it on the lawn. So, and apparently she's done this in quite a few other places. It's not just this one lady's house.
Right.
But she's the same lady over and over. And it's just like, how much fiber is in your diet, lady?
Well, like, it's maybe once a week. It's not that bad.
You know, maybe back up on the figs and the wheat, you know, and the fiber. And maybe cut out the dates in your diet. I'm not sure.
Maybe it's a sexual thing. Her and her husband are like, oh, honey. Why don't you go poop on that chick's lawn again? Oh, yeah. And he's pleasuring himself in the car somewhere. Like, fuck. Hey, man. Like I said, and is she doing it on the weekend?
It's like a...
Is she running? Remember you said once a week? Is it usually on the weekends?
Let's see. Over the weekend?
It's a weekend. People do shit on the weekend. So, like I said, it's probably your husband sitting in the car, pleasuring himself, watching his wife take a dump, and the woman probably works with her husband and doesn't realize it. Like, why don't you go take a dump on Wendy's lawn for me?
Or maybe it was MK Ultra. Maybe it's like mind control device or something, and he's just like he's got like a hypnotherapy. You will poop on this lady's lawn.
No, I think it's sexual. let's not get too stupid. This is the scenario that happened. The guy works with this girl in the office somewhere, and they're getting freaky on the weekend, and part of his thing is watching his wife take a dump on his secretary's lawn or his fucking or his boss's lawn. It's more realistic than hypnotherapy. Come on. Like, come on, let's be adult about this here.
And you know what? They're going to capture her, and then HuffPost is going to be like, the lady was pooping on the lawn every day for 6 weeks, and when you find out why, you'll be so surprised.
And we'll be like, nope.
Turns out her husband was a fan of MK Ultra. I told you! I told you!
Why would you think it was sexual? I don't know.
Anyway, so they still haven't caught her yet, as far as that's been reported. So they've got pictures of her, mostly of her with her trousers down there, with her shorts down.
Sounds sexy.
Yeah. So they're like, if anybody knows who she is, because there was a guy before who was doing that on cars that we had reported on one of our stories.
Yes.
And so now they're going after this. And I love the police is like, quotation marks, it's abnormal. It's not something I've seen in my career. No kidding.
Yeah, it's that's fucked up. Either way, like, it just, you know, like, fuck, I don't understand.
She's, she's a jogger and she's healthy and, you know, she's taking care of us. Oh, my God. What is she doing? That's disgusting. I'm gonna go back to my house and eat a bag of chips. I don't need to fucking look at this.
Yeah, no, yeah, this health stuff is fucking apparently not for me.
If that's what being healthy does for you, it's like, oh my God, I lost so much weight and I'm so healthy. Oh, hang on a second, what are you doing? Oh my God, are you really doing it right here? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no. So when we eventually find out what's going on, you're saying hypnotherapy. What did you say?
Well, yeah, MK Ultra, mind control or hypnotherapy.
Okay, and I'm saying sexy time with husband.
Yeah, so. You think that she's a clinically depressed fecophiliac on Prozac. I get it.
Yeah, okay, yeah, there you go. See? We're very clinical here. And to all our listeners out there too, like I just happened to have heard this story earlier this week, but usually I don't know they're coming. And I remember one time I stumbled across an odd headline and it was very out there. And I messaged it to Roman and I said, Roman, how's this? You think you'd want to run this on the show? And he's like, well, did you fact check this? I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? We fact check our stories? So apparently, yes. Our facts.
There are times where I've actually been burned by one story. Out of all the stories we've told so far.
Yes.
This is episode 79 that we're on. And I usually tell 4 to 5 stories per episode.
Yep.
One of them was fake, and yep. I called myself out on it the week after.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't like reporting fake stories, you know, because there's a lot of clickbait out there.
Yeah, there is.
So anytime I can, if I find out it's fake, I will come back the next show and tell you that story I told you was not real. It didn't happen.
But it's only happened once.
So. And it pissed me off.
Well, there you go. So there you go. So now you know you're getting the hard-hitting facts here on the Roman Podcast.
That's right. Nothing but the good shit on your lawn.
Nothing but the good shit. All right. Well, you know what? Because we chewed so much time in the intro, we have time for one more. Do you got one more you can spit at us real quick?
Yeah, I probably got one, and I can probably squeeze a small one in right after.
Yeah, that's what the guy with the weight said.
Yeah. All right. It's my giant cockering. Okay. Internet reacts to Walt Disney World's cannibalism tweet.
Oh, no.
Walt Disney World doesn't really seem to be like the place where, you know, is the place where dreams may, you know, come true anymore, because based on their latest. So anyways, they decided to come up with this new slogan, right?
Right.
And this is what their tweet said. And it's important to know that commas and quotations and syntax is very important.
Yes.
A great meal tastes even greater when you throw in one secret ingredient. Uh-oh. Your family.
Aww.
Hashtag familia first. So again, a great meal tastes even greater when you throw in one secret ingredient, your family. So of course the internet started reacting, saying like, is this a cannibalism tweet?
Yeah, I understand what they're getting at. They're going like, yeah, let's try. You mean you want to eat with your family. You want to enjoy that family meal.
So people are writing like, this phrasing suggests cannibalism. And then, of course, the internet picked up on it.
And just started, ran with it.
They started putting like memes out there with Hannibal Lecter going to Disney World.
So obviously instantly retracted.
Yeah, I think they. I think at one point they talked about that vacations will be cheaper the more we eat. Right? There's another tweet. Do we get refund on family members we eat? Literally throw your family in the soup, protein. So they came back and said, "This is not an endorsement for making your family an ingredient in a meal. Use common sense. Carry on." He's like, "This is." They're saying like. Like some people are saying, it's not literal, people, but just the way it was worded.
Of course, yeah. And if you're reading, and now in this 144 character world we live in, we're reading stuff verbatim, and it's like, well, wait a second, that punctuation wasn't quite right. Like, it's, you know.
Like, I'm going on my family. It's like, I'm going on vacation, and I'm bringing my family. I was like, but you're not really close to these family members you're bringing. No, but they're big.
They're big. They look delicious. There's a lot of marbling going on there in Aunt Betty.
She makes her own gravy.
She's her Betty sauce. why? Why the fuck? Why?
Yeah. Okay. And here, let me throw in one more quick story.
Sure.
Do you know what filibustering is?
It's a United States thing when they're trying to pass a bill, but the other side starts blocking.
Right. Yeah.
Because we are Canadian. But go ahead for our Canadian and our non-American listeners. Say, go ahead. And what's the correct definition?
It's not a sex act.
Yeah, well, no.
Yes, well, apparently the poor political education in the young people has started to, like, there's a lot of misunderstandings of a lot of the government terms. So they did a survey asking young people, do you know what filibustering is? And majority answered that it must be some sort of sex act.
Right.
Two-thirds of 18 to 25-year-olds polled believed that filibustering was a slang term for a sex act.
Well, you never know. It could be. I did not filibuster that woman, and I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I think that means having sex with a horse, right? Filibuster?
Yeah, I got a filibuster for you right here, buddy.
I'd show you my filibuster, but there's a weight on it right now.
Yes. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it might be like a filibuster. So what is that, horse cock? Is that somebody with huge genitals?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, and they started using other terms, and they didn't get any of them. But it's to goes to show you, like, filibustering is one that most people are familiar with, even if you're not American.
That's what I said. We're not American, and we don't have filibuster here in Canada. But, like, in the state, like I said, I'm pretty close, I'm sure, to the correct definition, am I not?
Yeah, it's exactly that. It's okay. Where you delay voting on a bill in order to delay it to the point where it'll either no longer be viable or it'll shut it down.
Yep.
Or delay for certain reasons.
To get the right votes for this night, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So, So they pulled these young people and they had no idea.
No.
So just to give you an idea of where we are in the world. You can stick your dick in a weight plate.
Yeah, you can.
Go shit on somebody's lawn.
You can eat your family at Disney World.
But getting an education and figure out what filibustering is, it's too hard.
Yeah, but that's – okay, granted, we were kids. Remember those little mini educational commercials, in-between commercials? Like, you want to know, Billy, how I became a law? Or a bill becomes a law? Well,
an American commercial, too.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where we got our American
education. This is – you know, it's like, I remember all that stuff. Now what do they have? There's like a million channels.
And no Billy Bill and no
– nothing. Bill.
Fuck. Either way, honey,
I can't wait. I got it, Rob. I can't wait to give you the old filibuster. Oh, let me do the first part and go shit on her lawn.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Why don't you go shit on Aunt Betty's lawn there?
You know. Here comes the filly now, and she loses her mind. You've busted that filly.
Oh, boy. Wow. So on that note, on that awesome...
It's just a bit boners and freaking poop and
right for us, though.
It's just some of these stories are ridiculous. And if I'm right, except for Germany, the rest all took place in the U.S.
Yeah.
So God bless America.
Yes, thank you, America.
Love you guys.
We do. We really, really do. Like, all joking aside. Should we take care of a little bit of housekeeping before we take off?
Yeah, and let's talk about who and what we are.
All right. Can you tell the good people where they can find us on Twitters?
On Twitter, they can find us at Roman Pod and Cast. Now, that's on Twitter and Snapchat.
Yep.
And, so that's where those two are.
Instagram.
You said Snapchat. I'm in Instagram.
That's where you, because where can they find you?
You can find me on the Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and the Facebook. All that stuff is at Roman Citizens.
Right. You can find myself at Robert MM Cast on the Twitter machine. And you can also check out all the good stuff we have on the www.romanpodcast.com. We have the networks we're on, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Network, and also you got a new Ask Roman and Rob Anything tab on.
Yes. There, yeah. If you go to our website, RomanPodcast.com, there's a great big red button there. So you just hit that button, pop up your email, ask us anything.
Anything. Obviously, there's not a lot that is off limits, you know. So go in there, and don't forget we have our Amazon widget on there. If you're shopping on Amazon, go to our website, click that little Amazon banner, and it's one extra click for you, but Amazon gives us a little kiss there on sending our – just for getting us to send our listeners over to Amazon. And again, we don't see what you're buying, so you can buy whatever you need, and we don't see it. We don't judge. So, don't forget about our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any tasty nudes that you would like to send the show – now, we should – I should explain. I know for some of our new listeners, I'm a happily married man, newborn baby in the house. If you have any tasteful nudes, like artful nudes, like nudes you'd find in the Louvre, in a museum, send them care of Rob, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. But if you have any tasty nudes, which would be quite the opposite, send them care of Roman at the same address.
Yeah, something a little less artsy, a little more lewd.
Yeah, lewd. Yeah, yeah, tasty. Like, yeah, lewd.
And don't worry, we don't publish them. We don't put them out there. They're strictly for our perusement.
For our perusement, yes, exactly. So, and so don't forget about that. Also, don't forget about our review reach round. If you would like to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, go to iTunes or Apple Podcasts, whatever they're calling it now. Give us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach round. And don't forget, on Stitcher, Google Play, and all the other places you listen to the show, they always have a favorite or a like or something. Make sure you hit those. And don't forget, on all those platforms, however you're listening to us, hit that subscribe button. And that way you don't miss a single episode.
All right. Yeah, remember, that's a 5-star poop on the lawn reach around.
Five star poop on the lawn reach around review. So other things, don't forget, this weekend coming up, I believe it's the 30th and the 1st of October, I will be at the Hamilton, Ontario Comic Con. So I should be there both Saturdays and Sundays. So if you're poking around, give me a tweet and we'll meet up. I'll be on the floor.
Yeah. Myself, I'm still putting together my projects. For those who don't know, I'm Rob's a tradesman, but I am an actor, so I'm always writing and filming stuff. So every so often you'll see something pop up on my Instagrams, and you know, I've got so many irons in the fire right now. Once they start rolling out, it should be good. But yeah, that's what I do. And so if you have any questions about that stuff, you know, feel free, again, go to our website, hit that big red button, and ask us any Q&A, because we plan on doing a Q&A soon. So any questions about, like, about us, about our country, about what we think about your country, what we know about your country.
Yeah, you know, much. My definition of filibustering.
Yeah, exactly. Or, you know, whatever views on whatever stuff you want to talk about. Yeah. Could be anything from – now, we try to stay away from specific political stuff.
Of course.
Right, right. But if you ask a specific question regarding, you know,
we'll
yeah, we'll answer, you know, and then we'll just kind of – we'll try to keep it light and lively, yes, like myself.
Yeah, light and lively, like Roman.
That's right.
All right, so until next week, I'm Rob Cast.
And I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And see you next time. Later.
Hey, so this is Canada, huh?
Where did all these donuts come from? Are these imported? Are these imported donuts? Or are these Canadian-made donuts?
Who exports donuts? Where does that happen?
I that's a good question. I want the whole truth.
These better be locally grown donuts.
Get it? Whole truth?
Whole truth. Oh, boy. Hey, this is Randy.
And this is Jesse.
And we are 2/3 of the Grolics podcast. Hey, Melanie, say hi real loud. That was the other third of the Grolics podcast.
From afar. Because she's still in America.
She's still in America, but we're up here in Canada stomping our American boots all over the Roman Podcast.
Moose tracks.
You know what? America provides a valuable export for the Roman Podcast. Did you know that, Jesse?
Do we?
We do. All those news stories of idiots doing stupid things.
That's American made.
America. In fact, 90% of that export, Florida.
True. Mar-a-Lago.
Whoa. Whoops. Why do you think we're here? Shh. They'll send us back.
They'll send us back. I'm sorry.
The Grolics Podcast. We're hiding out up here in Canada. We love the Roman Podcast. If you're listening to this, we know you do too. But in between stories of
bear attacks
and nudists robbing pawn shops, come check us out. We'll talk about comics. We'll talk about some movies, some Doctor Who. Hey, got one of the guy created Doctor Who.
Canadian. He was.
Don't let the Brits steal that from you. They take everything from you. Don't let them take Doctor Who.
They're claiming it. I think they did. I think they won that.
God, I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, that's the problem with our awkward ramblings. They don't end.
GRAWLIXpodcast.com.
what would you do with the powers of creation? Would you speak of triumph? Would you talk of joy? Or would yours be a chorus of rage? The Tangent Bound Network is seeking those with the powers of voice to join an international network of podcasters. Visit tangentboundnetwork.com and let your voice be heard.